This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life to this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Makes no difference if they don't have a dime in their pocket. They still have a hallelujah in their heart. Makes no difference if they don't have a friend in the world. They still got a praise on their lips. Do I have some committed folk in the church right now? Things may not be going the way you really want them to go, but I'm in God's house. I want to give God what I owe him. I want to give God the highest praise. I want to say hallelujah even in the midst of my heartache. I want to say hallelujah even in the midst of my pain, because I do it because I'm committed to God. Said, I am committed. In Luke 4 and 16, you will discover Jesus went to church. Now, if Jesus went to church, what about all of us? But see, for some of us, when we come to church, our worship is not what it's supposed to be. It's predicated. In other words, some of us, our worship have some strings attached to it. Some of us, our worship have some contingencies. Our say amen depends on who's preaching. Our jump up and shout depends on who's singing. Our moan and groan depends on who's praying. See, that's somebody that's connected, but somebody that's committed. It makes no difference who's preaching. It's still God's word. It makes no difference who's singing. It's still praises going up to God. And I hope you're here this morning. I hope you're the one that walked in here with some contingencies. Baby, when it comes to God, there are no contingencies. He woke you up this morning. That ought to be good enough for you to get up with your arrogant self and say, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I want to praise you with no strings attached. You don't have to bless me again. You have already blessed me more than I can ever receive. I don't need a new car to say I'm going anywhere. I just need your grace and your mercy. This person say, get up and shout and say amen. You don't move, because you got a problem with the person. But oh, let me tell you something. Let me go deeper than that. God can use a jackass to tell you to get up and move. And so you need to quit looking at the person and hear God speaking to you. You ain't get what I'm saying. Look past. See, I got many faults. I struggle just like you struggle. I slip up just like you slip up. Look past me and hear what God is telling you. I woke you up this morning. I didn't have to do it, but I did it anyway. So don't walk in my house with no contingencies, with no strings attached. I've been too good to you. And what I'm getting ready to say now is going to really blow your mind. Donald Trump can walk in here and say God is good, and I'll be the first one to say, say it again. Because I look past Donald Trump and I hear what God is good. See, a lot of you ain't saying nothing because you focused on Donald Trump. You cannot, when you're committed, you cannot praise and worship God and acknowledge God with contingencies, with strings attached. You have to be committed. I know one thing. When God says something, God means it. So the blessings I have in my affliction, number one, I'm connected, then I'm committed. But then he goes further in verse 71. He said, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. He said, my affliction then shows the compassion of God. Watch, if he's willing to afflict you, that means he's willing to give you more time to get your act together. Aren't you glad that God just didn't drop the bombshell on you? He was more patient with you. Well, I can't, maybe y'all been right all your life. Maybe you never thought wrong, you never did wrong. I just want to talk to the little smaller group in here just like me. Now, I ain't talking about before you met Christ. I'm talking even after you met Christ. You stepped in some places you shouldn't have stepped in, dipped in some things you shouldn't have dipped in, got in some things you shouldn't have got into, but yet, when you got on your knees and asked God to forgive you, he washed your slate clean. That's the type of people I want to talk to. These are the ones I want to address right now. Aren't you glad while you was in the midst of your mess, he didn't drop a bombshell on you? He just allowed things to come your way, give you time to get yourself together. When I was too drunk to know how I made it home, he didn't drop the bombshell on me. When I was so high I couldn't even see straight, he didn't drop the bombshell on me. He just gave me more time. And I thank God that I had a praying mother. While I was out there doing my thing, mama was praying for me. And don't you look at me like that with your holy self. While you was out doing your thing, somebody prayed for you too. You are here on somebody else's prayer. In verse 61, he's straying. In verse 71, he's learning. But in verse 75, he's knowing something. Watch what he says in verse 75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right and that thou in faithfulness have afflicted me. Oh, y'all just missed that. I know I should be judged for what I did. And if you would judge me, you would be perfectly right. But you didn't judge me. You just whooped me a little while. Just for me to get myself together again. Aren't you glad that he didn't judge you? He didn't condemn you. He just spanked you. And see, for God, he don't put you in the corner and say, time out. He really spanks you. Anybody ever been spanked by God? Let me tell you the results of God spanking. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You have no appetite. You don't get along with anybody. You stay frustrated. That's what God's spanking you. But whoa, when he withdraws his hand, he said, I done whooped you enough. Now let me wipe down the stripes. Is there anybody know that God has power? He can spank me with one hand, and with the same hand, he can bless me at the same time. While he was spanking me, he was blessing me. He said, son, I'm doing this because I love you. And watch this. Each time he spanked me, he was lifting me up. Each time he put his hand on, he was lifting me up a little higher. So the affliction is really to get you to where God wants you to be. When we look at Jesus, Jesus was afflicted. Isaiah 53 and 7 said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, said not a word. You and I get a hangnail. We want to say, God, why? Isaiah 50 and 6 said, I gave my back to the smiters and to my cheeks to them that plucked out my hair. I hid not my face from the shame and from the spitting. Jesus said, I did all of that when I didn't have to do it, but I did it because I loved you that much. I was afflicted because I loved you. And saints of God, this is February 2018. Somebody started off in January and didn't make it this far. Now here we are in God's house, in God's presence, experiencing God's blessing, and don't want to say nothing. We make noise everywhere else, in the club, the house party, in the casinos when we hit, at the concert when your favorite singer is playing. But the one that woke you up this morning, you figure you ain't got nothing to say. The one that's been carrying you when you couldn't carry yourself, you say you ain't got nothing to say. The one that fed you when you was hungry, you say you ain't got nothing to say. The one that clothed you when you was naked, you say you ain't got nothing to say. The one that was a mother when mother is gone, the one that's a father when father is gone, you say you ain't got nothing to say. Well, I can't speak for you and your house, but for me and my house, we're gonna say. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When the cops, as I get ready to leave you, when you get pulled over by law enforcement, and when they run your license, and they say you got a warrant for your arrest, they read you what is called the Miranda rights. And they started off by saying, you have the right to remain silent. But children of God, can I tell you? You and I don't have that right. We don't have the right to remain silent. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We don't have a right to remain silent. Let the redeemed of the Lord say something. We don't have the right to remain silent. But then I'm going to be like David. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You and I don't have the right to remain silent. And when I think of Jesus, I can't be silent when I think what Jesus had done for you and for me. When I think of who he is, Jesus, he was the fourth man in the furnace. Jesus, he was the third man in jail with Paul and Silas. Jesus, he was the second man on the Isle of Patmos with John. Jesus, he is the first fruit of them that sleep. Lord, when I think of what all the Lord has done, my God, there are a lot of prophets, but there's only one Savior. There are a lot of denominations, but there's only one church. There are a lot of creeds, but there's only one gospel. There are a lot of altars, but there's only one lamb. There are a lot of mountains, but there's only one Calvary. There are a lot of cemeteries, but there's only one empty grave. You see, on Calvary, there were two thieves on the cross. But can I tell you the truth? There was not two thieves, but there were three thieves hanging on Calvary. Because Jesus said, I come like a thief in night. You see, there were three thieves hanging on Calvary. One man, he stole from people. The other man, he stole from the government. But the man in the middle, he stole hunger from 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The man in the mill, he stole sickness from a woman with a 12-year-old issue. The man in the mill, he stole the stain from death. He stole the victory from the grave. He stole blindness from a man. He stole deafness from a man. He stole death from a man named Lazarus. Is there anybody here? No, Jesus can take away what you don't really need. Jesus, not only did he take, but my Lord, he gave. He gave his head to the thorns. He gave his hands and feet to the nails. He gave his side to the sword. He gave his body to the grave. He gave his name to the scorn. He borrowed a grave for a weekend, but early Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hands. Do anybody know that the Lord got up? Anybody know that the Lord's got power to heal your body? Tell your neighbor, I've made up in my mind, no matter what I'm going through, I'ma tell the Lord thank you. No matter what I've got to face, I'ma say hallelujah to your name. I don't know what I've got to deal with next week, but while I'm here, I'ma give God a praise. While I'm here, I'ma say, Lord, thank you. You know, when you owe a bill, when you walk in the creditor's office, you come there for that purpose, to pay the bill that you owe. Well, when I came to church this morning, I came with the purpose to pay the bill I owe. Lord, from Monday through Saturday, you kept me all night long. Here is my payment. Hallelujah to your name. All week long, you kept me from hurt, harm, and danger. I walk in, let me drop a payment and say, I praise your name. When the evil trail was on my trail, you made old death leave me alone. I come here this morning to drop a payment to say, Lord, thank you. Now, somebody here, you're behind on your payment. You've come Sunday after Sunday and you didn't give God what you owe him. But I come to tell you this morning, he's granted you a grace period. He has given you time to make your payment. Why don't you stand on your feet and say, Lord, here it is. I come to catch up with my payment. You've been good to me. You brought me from a mile away. And the Lord, ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? Has he been good to you? If you're not ashamed, grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, I've had it hard. Neighbor, I've been beat and I've been scorned. But the Lord, he made a way somehow. Ain't he good? Say it! Ain't he good? He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. The blessing of affliction, it connects me, commits me. Then I'll experience the compassion of God when I get afflicted. The doors of the church are open now. Maybe someone has been going through affliction. You just don't know how to get past what you've been going through. And the devil has been telling you that God doesn't love you. Let us stand doing the invitation. If you're here this morning, come be a part of this fellowship. Give these young men a hand. Amen. You notice the most people been coming, a lot of young people. Come on, church. I feel like hope going on. How do you feel? Oh, feel like maybe you've been afflicted. Maybe you've been afflicted. And you think that was punishment. That was God talking to you. That was God talking to you. Look at this. Come on, Mount Zion. Saints of God, I need you to pray with me. During this moment, this is a very important moment. Decisions are being made right now. Someone have come here this morning with the intent of coming during the invitation, but you're allowing the devil to convince you that you have more time. Or he's trying to tell you, just keep searching, you'll find the perfect church. But there is no perfect church. Not long as you're a member of it, because we all have faults. But Jesus died on the cross that this moment can take place. He died over 2,000 years ago on the cross, went in the grave, got up with all power, that you can experience this change in your life. Come on. I feel like going on. Oh, yes, I do. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going. There you go, baby. That's right. Come on, come on. Come on, the Spirit, he's not done yet. He's not done yet. Come on, we're going to wait on you. We're going to wait on you. We're going to wait on you. No, I feel like going on. Though trials come On every hand I feel. Lord, I still feel in my spirit that somebody just want to come. As I say, I'm not a prophet. I don't know the future. But the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit. Spirit of God is telling me that someone is here. And they're wrestling and they're toiling in their minds. They want to come, but they're scared to release. They're scared to let loose. If that sounds like you, all you got to do is step out now. Though trials come on every hand. Come on, if you're here, I'm gonna give you time. We're not in a hurry. We're willing to wait on you. If you're here, come on, just step out. Don't fight it any longer. Just step out.
Like going on. That's a fight I've got to keep fighting. I feel like going on. Don't trials come on every hand. Oh yeah.
This is our last appeal to you. As we sing the last stanza, we're asking Holy Spirit, touch that individual that they may come out. Don't let them leave this place when you brought them here to come. Please, Father, give them the courage to walk out. Step out on faith. And know that you are God. And know you are the kind of God that loves.
Feel like me on.
Give God a hand clap of praise. The invitation extended, yours to accept or reject. I pray as if you didn't come, that God to give you another chance. God to give you another opportunity. Thank you.
First, give it honor to God. Today we have Christopher Howard coming to join the church.
Yeah. I just wanted to say this is my grandson. He's a member of Zion Hill Church, but he's here more here than he is at Zion Hill, so he said he wants to be a member of Mount Zion.
Amen. He's still in the Zion. He just changed the mountains. Amen. He went from the hill to the mountain. God bless you.
Anthony Gibson coming to rejoin the church.
Amen. Well, Zion, let's give them a welcome. Come on, let's tell a welcome back. Welcome back.
And for prayer, we have Sister Jophia, and she's having surgery this week on Friday. She's asking the church to pray for her. We have Tanisha Moore asking for prayer.
Amen.
Little brother Isaac's asking for prayer and for him and his family.
Amen. How many believe God works? How many know God is still working? How many know prayer works? How many know prayer is still working? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for those that have come for prayer. The Jophion, this young lady and this young man coming on the behalf of themselves and their families. Father, whatever they need,